Have you ever been driving, especially in the NCR, and come across a car or bus or auto rickshaw that has a name or a family's surname printed on the rear windshield? One like Bittu's or Goodie's Gaddi, Gaddi meaning a vehicle. Or another like Sharma's or Gupta's or Gill's or Huda's. Now, where is that apostrophe at in either of these cases? Is it before the S or after the S? In fact, where does that little imp belong anyway? One of the things I've been trying to explain to people for years now, be it students or friends or just in general conversations, when someone asks me what the correct usage is, and also being extremely mindful of, is the use of the apostrophe. An apostrophe, that particular punctuation mark, which is like that single quotation mark that we put ahead of or afterwards, is a tricky little devil. So I can understand why so many of us get it so wrong so often. Now, that irritating little punctuation mark or apostrophe has a handful of very specific uses in the English language. The first one, of course, is to denote possessiveness in the case of nouns. Bittu's gaddi. Bittu apostrophe S. Shivraj's podcast. Apostrophe S after the J. But what if I was to say Brevis's podcast instead of Shivraj's? Then where would that apostrophe go? This is where almost 99% of the people I know turn that poor apostrophe into a total catastrophe. By adding the punctuation mark before the S instead of after it. Now, what do I mean about before the S? Brevis is a name in itself, it's a proper noun. By adding an apostrophe, without adding an extra S in front of it to denote possessiveness, all you're doing is that you are saying that the podcast belongs to multiple Brevises. Write it or type it on your phone and see what I mean. There are two separate S's that are needed in the case of nouns that end with an S themselves. This is where those messages on rear windshields also come in. Now, if Mr. Sharma decides to use the apostrophe after the last A in Sharma, then the gaddi or the vehicle belongs only to one Sharmaji. But if he decides to be generous and wishes to denote that it is the entire Sharma family's gaddi, then the apostrophe must come after the pluralizing S at the end of Sharmaji's name. Thus, to mark a possessive plural. So, Sharma's with an apostrophe after the S would mean it belongs to the whole family. Similarly, consider this to make it simple. For example, a girl's room versus the girl's locker room. In the first instance, when placed before the S, the apostrophe denotes a single girl's room. While in the second instance, when used correctly in a plural after the S, that makes girl into girls, then it denotes a locker room used by multiple girls or belonging to multiple girls. Well, even if you have been making this mistake, do not despair. Because one of the biggest errors that even the best newspapers, publishers, and fairly decent writers make on an equally fairly regular basis is when it comes to a proper noun like, say, the Congress, here or in the US, for example. If I say that the past few years have led to the Indian National Congress's wipeout, then where should that apostrophe go? Because if you slap it at the end of that proper noun, after the second S, then you've completely changed the use of the apostrophe or the meaning by conveniently using a pluralizing apostrophe in place of a possessive one. Oh, and if you think that you can just hang that apostrophe after the second S, then all you've succeeded in doing is making the Congress plural. But then there is only one Indian National Congress, and it's just that one proper noun, isn't it? It's a name. Fractious factions excluded. The correct use of the apostrophe here will be after the second S and before yet another S to make it truly possessive. In the case of individual nouns that end with an S, like the name Anise, A-N-E-E-S. Anise's shirt is correctly read only when you use the apostrophe as sandwiched between two S's. One from his name that ends with that S, and the other that you must tack on to denote possessiveness and identify Anise as the rightful owner of the red shirt. Yet another interesting use of the apostrophe is to denote plurals of awkward abbreviations, or things like mind your P's and Q's, or dotting the I's and crossing the T's. So, if you were to not use the apostrophe after the P or Q or I or T, it would just read as PS, QS, IS, IS or TS. Besides, an apostrophe is also permissible in cases where only uppercase letters are allowed. For example, when you say you got all A's in your exams, if the apostrophe is not used after that A, it then lands up reading like as. So, it becomes easier to use an apostrophe in this case to make the distinction between possessive and plural easier, and for avoiding confusion between the plural version of a single letter and another full word. Last but not the least, the use of the apostrophe in contractions, where there is a letter that has been omitted to shorten the word. This here is an editor's best friend, I tell you. When you absolutely do not have space for that extra character, for that headline, or that little space between words, for example, like didn't for did not, couldn't for could not, and won't for will not, is how you will then use those words. Or the very commonly used and preferred way to tell time, 3 o'clock, with an apostrophe after the O. And then there's my personal favorite, y'all, for you all, etc. You get my point, especially as this is one of the most common ways in which we use the apostrophe in our daily writing and or conversations. So here's the deal, y'all. The next time you go for that decal on the car you share with your family, do remember to acknowledge the shared ownership with an apostrophe after the plural. And if it's yours alone, then well, slap it on before the possessive S and enjoy the drive. That's it from me this week. If you'd like me to focus on anything specific, you may drop me a line at preeti193@gmail.com. That's preeti193@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to the Good Comms podcast with me, Preeti Singh, on your favorite listening apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Till the next time, keep the faith and stay safe. See you soon.